the Toxic Substances Control Act, which goes under the acronym of TSCA and is pronounced Tosca, just like the opera of the same name written by the Italian composer Puccini, was restructured under a bipartisan agreement in Congress during the Obama administration. It was meant to develop a greater amount of scientific information on the toxicity of chemicals that were being commercially produced or sold in the U.S. In so doing, it was hoped that there would be better regulation of the chemicals that were found to be toxic based on solid scientific evidence. The new information was supposed to be produced by the EPA, which would, in turn, act on the information with its own promulgation of new regulations. Under the Trump administration, there has been action to reinterpret the meaning of the restructured act. The reinterpretation is playing out in a good news, bad news scenario. The bad news is that there is the possibility of introducing new asbestos-containing products into the market in this country. However, the good news is that products that were formerly banned would remain banned. However, again, the bad news is that asbestos-containing products could be introduced. But the good news is that the EPA would have to review the information on the toxicity of the products and assess their likely effect on the health of the people in this country. And yet, the bad news is that the EPA doesn't have to consider any historical evidence of health effects that were caused by the older products, now banned, that did cause problems. Over the span of the last five decades, when the evidence on the toxicity of asbestos had been produced, the number of scientific papers agreeing with each other on the toxicity of asbestos is staggering. The number of people dying of asbestos-related cancers is in the thousands every year, and the Trump administration's own CDC reports that the asbestos-related cancer death is climbing. That is the worry underpinning how the new TSCA rules will be used. With acknowledged problems and without the ability to resort to charges of fake science in its own administration's report, how will new asbestos-containing products be reviewed? Most scientists would be skeptical of any reevaluation of asbestos-containing products that was not critical of their safety. Will one agency ignore another agency's concern over the current rise in asbestos-related deaths? The administration seems to have made it clear that new asbestos-containing products should be considered for import, especially, it appears, when those products may be coming from Russia. The resolution of this situation is far from clear. Science seems to have taken the stand that would strongly oppose new asbestos-containing products being introduced into the country. Politics, on the other hand, seems to be leaning towards a more permissive stance, downplaying science and considering the possibility of profit and commerce balancing out the risk. Asbestos may also be a harbinger of other decisions yet to come on other potentially toxic materials that may be reviewed by TSCA in the future. This may produce a drama worthy of its Italian opera namesake, with machinations back and forth. In the original opera, the heroine, desolated by the misfortunes of the machinations that are going on, famously throws herself off the parapet of a castle and dies. The hope is that we can avoid that kind of melodrama. The hope is that, like the original restructuring of the Toxic Substances Control Act, there is some bipartisan solution that considers human health as much as economic gain, because human health is economic gain.